Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on finding God's purpose for your life was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
I've seen it firsthand that prayer can unleash the devil. Satan will take advantage of your prayers. There is a right and a wrong way to pray. I've got a book out there entitled A Better Way to Pray. Matter of fact, the very first thing that Jesus said when he taught on prayer in Matthew chapter 6, he says, don't be like the hypocrites because they love to pray. Hypocrites love to pray. Amen. I've had partners get up and leave when I said stuff like this. I'm not against godly prayer, but I'm just saying, just because you start it with Father and end it in Jesus' name does not mean you prayed correctly. You can loose the devil in your life through prayer. And I tell you, wrong teaching will destroy you. Satan comes through those things. So you have to have this, both of these things. You have to have a commitment to be a living sacrifice. God, not my will, but your be done. I love you, whatever your will is for me. You have to quit being self-willed. You have to humble yourself. But you also need to renew your mind, because if Satan can't stop you from making a commitment to the Lord, then he will take your commitment to the Lord. And if you don't know the truth, he will abuse you with it. And he'll convince you that God is the one who wants you to do these weird things and stuff. You've got to have your mind renewed by the Word of God. God will never, ever violate Scripture. God and the Word agree perfectly. I've had people accuse me of being word bound, that you're just bound by the Word of God. You can't listen to the Spirit of God at all. I had one man that his wife was one that just constantly criticized me. And so she came to me one time and she says, I had a dream about you last night. And she said, we landed on the beaches of Normandy and there was minefields there. And so as we approached these minefields, somebody gave us a choice. They said, here's a map. And here's a map of where every mine is, and you either follow that map or you can just listen to me and I'll talk to you and tell you when to step right, step left, do all of this. Now, which would you rather have? And she says, oh, I chose the voice and you're just bound by this map. And she says, that's a good illustration. You're word bound, but see, I listen to the Holy Spirit. And she thought that was going to really convict me. I said, man, this is great example. Because how do you know you're reading the map right? Because you hear this voice telling you how to do it. And I said, it's the Spirit and the Word that agree. And I said, man, it's not just the Spirit, because you can hear other voices. How do you know that voice is correct? If the voice and the map both match, man, you're locked in on it. And this is the way that the Word of God is. The Word of God is given to reveal God's will unto you. And you've got to know the Word of God. You must know the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, if you're going to fulfill God's Word, Satan is going to come against you and attack you, and he will come at you with things that are totally demonic and stuff, but he'll also come at you with religious stuff. He will come at you and he will pervert things. Did you know people don't put poison in dog poop? They put poison in stuff that you would eat. And Satan doesn't only come and say, Jesus isn't God, don't follow him, but he'll take some truth and he'll pervert it and poison it. He came, you know, Creflo was talking about Matthew chapter 4, where Satan came and tempted Jesus. And one of the things he did was quote Scripture. He quoted from Psalms chapter 91, but he misquoted it. He says, throw yourself down from this temple, for it is written that the Lord will give his angels charge over thee, and they will bear thee up in your hands, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. There was two mistakes that he made. It says he will give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all of your ways. In other words, when you're following what God is telling you, there is a divine protection. And then it says, and Satan said that they will bear you up in your hands, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. That lest at any time isn't in Psalms chapter 91. See, he added to and he took away part of it. And by doing that, he perverted it. And he was trying to use Scripture on Jesus. I guarantee you, if Satan used that on Jesus, how much more will he use it on you? You need to know what the Word of God says, and you need to not just have a casual acquaintance with it. You need to know what the Word of God says. The Word of God is the will of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of Him. How do you know what God's will is? Right here, this Word is His will. You've got to know the Word of God. You need to pray according to the Word of God. You know, during this little clip that Jeff did for us this morning, the man was saying that he's learned not to just ask God, but to claim. In other words, once you find out that you've already got it, that God's already done His part, then instead of you having to ask God to heal you, it says by His stripes you were healed. You just stand and receive what is already yours, and then you take your authority. You resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And people aren't resisting. They're sitting there, oh God, would you please take this away? And then they embrace this sickness, and somebody says, how are you? They start talking about how bad they feel. They ignore the scriptures. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. They say, oh, I'm dying. I've got pain all through my body. And you're hung by your own tongue because you don't know what the Word of God says. Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we've got to renew our minds. So this is a two-step process. You've got to be a living sacrifice. You've got to seek and desire God's will and say, God, I want Your will. You've got to sacrifice your own ambitions. But then you've also got to renew your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the Word of God is what He gave us to renew our mind. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Then when? When you meditate in this law day and night. And again, like I said last night, in a sense I'm preaching to the choir. You're the people that are here on Friday morning. You're the fanatics. But man, we need to be steeped in the Word of God. The Word of God needs to literally dominate and control us. Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal mindedness equals death. If you are experiencing death, and death is not only ceasing to breathe, ceasing to exist, but Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Anything that comes as a result of sin is death. Sickness, poverty, depression, bitterness, hurt, pain. All of those things are forms of death. The wages of sin is death. If you are experiencing death in your life, it's because you have not been spiritually minded. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I can tell what you've been doing by what's growing in your life. Amen. It's tight, but it's right. And again, our society is masters at passing the buck. Oh, but you don't understand. I was abused when I was a child. You don't understand. I don't have the education. It's the color of my skin. We got excuses for every rotten thing in our life and blame somebody else. But the bottom line is, as you think in your heart, that's the way that you are. You, until you start taking responsibility for your own actions, you'll always be a victim. Sure, people do things to you. Sure, bad things happen to good people. But you've got a choice whether you become bitter or better. And the Word of God will teach you how to cast down these imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You can do that. That's our spiritual weapon. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. And so we've got to meditate in the Word. And I'm telling you, the Word will just change you. Let me share this with you out of Mark chapter 4. If you've watched my television programs this last week, I was talking about some of this. But in Mark chapter 4 and in verse 26, Jesus gave a parable and he was talking about the Word of God and how it works. And he said in Mark 4:26, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Before I get into this parable, let me just share with you that the Lord used a natural law, a natural system that he created. This is important because if he would have used some man-made system, well then man-made things can be circumvented. They can be cheated. You can use a shortcut, like in school. I bet you every one of us, there was times that we didn't pay attention, but you waited until the night before a test and you crammed for a test and you stored the information in your short-term memory and you passed the test, but today you couldn't pass that test if your life depended on it. You didn't learn it, you beat the system. But you know what? You can't cram for a harvest. You can't wait until the night before a harvest and go plant your seed and get a result. I was telling our Bible college students yesterday that I actually had a man in one of my Bible studies who got born again, and he had been the worst sinner in all of Baca County. And when he got born again, he got on the full gospel circuit, went to preaching and stuff, and he didn't have time to plant his seed because he was too busy for the Lord. So he just assumed that God would give him a supernatural harvest. And he went out, and the week before wheat harvest, he borrowed $500,000 worth of wheat and planted, I forget, 2 or 3 sections of land, 640 acres per section. And he planted all of this wheat seed, and when it didn't come up and he had no harvest and he had to pay $500,000 for the seed that he had just planted, he came to me and he was mad at God. Why did God let this happen? I was out preaching the gospel. Why didn't my wheat come up? And I said, because you planted it 1 week before wheat harvest. It doesn't work. There's laws that govern it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Created for a Purpose. This series was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference and includes 3 sessions taught by Creflo Dollar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM299 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, you've been listening to this radio and I know it's touched you. People's lives are being changed. And I'd like to ask you to just sow some seed and help us to reach out and touch more people. We are on radio stations all over the United States, of course, television and other things. And it just costs a lot of money to deliver the gospel to people. So I'd ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. A grace partner is a person who gives on a monthly basis but doesn't receive material back. You're just giving to help us reach out. So pray about it. If the Lord leads you, then please become a grace partner with us today.